Back in now on Regional Radio as our Dream Team interview series continues. We're now joined by Cade Willis from the Central Rebels wrestling team. He's a sophomore in the 126-pound weight class. And, well, Cade, a fantastic season for you, obviously. You went 42-1, finished second at state, and you get the Dream Team honor as a sophomore. How did it feel to do all this as such a youngster as far as, you know, the high school ranks are concerned? You still have two more years left, and it was a great season for you.
It feels pretty good. I put in a lot of hard work over the summer and stuff so I could be where I am now, and I've got it all.
What was some of the work that you were able to put in from freshman to sophomore year to get you better to this point? Did you feel satisfied with your freshman year, or were you kind of hungry for more?
I wasn't satisfied at all, and I'm still not satisfied, but my coaches told me that I needed to get stronger and fill out more at the 126-pound weight class, so I went to lifting a lot more and training harder and pushing myself in certain positions that I needed to know that I could be stronger in, so I just worked on fundamentals and practice and stuff, and then that extra lifting and stuff, so I was able to run with all the juniors and seniors at a younger age.
I see. Who are some of the people that kind of helped you fill out a little bit more and increase your workout regimen?
My dad's definitely a big part of those, because he coaches his own youth team and stuff, so he helps a lot with like my eating, my running, and my lifting and stuff, and he kind of pushes me in the right direction.
Where were you when you found out that you were going to make the Dream Team, Cade, and what was your reaction?
I think I was in my car, and I kind of was on Facebook, and then my friends were all sharing it and tagging me in it, and then I noticed it there. And I thought it was pretty cool. It felt good to see that from around here people are noticing what I'm doing.
Well, we just talked about all the work you put in ahead of your sophomore year. So, you know, reflecting on your season and then going into that day when the Dream Team was selected, were you kind of expecting to get picked?
I definitely wasn't expecting anything. I knew I was one of the top tier kids around here, so I knew I could have a running for it.
Well, no doubt about that. That's why you got the 42-1 season record, and of course you finished second at the state tournament. What were some of the more difficult bouts you had this year, and how did you overcome whatever circumstances may have made them difficult?
I had really, honestly, two really, really tough bouts this year. My state finals and my opening match of the season against returning state champ from Whitfield, Connor McAteer. Honestly, my belief in what my coaches have taught me and stuff is really what made me overcome those, and knowing what to do and when it's time is running out and it's like considered your crunch time and you need to score. I learned a lot of working under pressure and stuff from them, so like that's what helped me overcome all my hard matches.
Well, you just talked about your coaching staff a little bit. Why don't you expand a little bit on that? What kind of advice and help did your coaching staff give to you throughout the year?
They always told me that I could run with the best, and they always told me that I was right there with them, and I was ready for the next level, so I needed to work harder, be more mature in certain spots, just so I could stay on top is what they were really coaching me to do. Because I've been wrestling for a young age, so like my technique and stuff was all there. It was just the little coaching positions that I needed to push me to the farthest.
Well, Cade, we just talked about the fact that you're not satisfied with this year even, and you felt the same about your freshman year. With you being a Dream Teamer already as a sophomore, you still have a couple more years to improve. What do you look to improve on? What are some things that you can address in your game to make yourself even better? And despite the fact that you had a 42-1 record this year, so it seems like as far as, you know, your resume is concerned, there weren't a whole lot of blemishes this season, but what are some things that you think you can work on?
I definitely need to improve in all positionings. I need to work more on my feet and learn that I don't always have to be the offensive wrestler, even if that's the way I wrestle. I need to sit back and, you know, calm down in certain matches because I'm always the one pushing the pace, and sometimes that isn't the best for your game plan. I'm young as far as knowing what to do in those situations, and that's just not my style, so I wasn't used to that, and that's a different outlook I have to take into consideration. And then I also need to work on my endurance and stuff so I can make it those longer matches when time is tough and my nerves are getting to me. Those are two major things I need to do over the summer, as long as with continue to grow with my lifting, my eating.
Well, makes sense, Cade. We really thank you for joining us here today. Congrats on the Dream Team selection and continued luck to you in the future.
Thank you, guys.
And that was Cade Willis from Central Rebels Wrestling, a dream teamer in his sophomore season. Back with more next on Regional Radio.